Today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
You know, postmortems after matches in which your favourite team happened to be involved and losers tend to be, well, fundamentally counterproductive. You're trying to ameliorate your disappointment and judgments can be flawed by the inherent bias in what you're saying and what you believe to have been the case. Why? Because it's your favourite team got wronged. And it usually leads absolutely nowhere. You're not going to get an apology from the referee. Or are you? I saw the most amazing thing on television last night in the news when we had not just the referee but a senior rugby league official say, we got it wrong. We botched the refereeing and it cost the Cowboys the game. It's just bizarre. Here's what it says. NRL head of football Graham Annesley has made a huge admission. Conceding Mitchell Moses' pass to spark the Eels' first try against the Cowboys was a, quote, marginal forward. But look, the fact it was forward, whether it's marginal or not, is irrelevant. He's admitted it was a forward pass. Now, at the time, if you were sitting with a group of friends, it was a very heated matter. If you were near Parramatta fans, of course, it became more heated because they swore it was legitimate. But, of course, Cowboys fans said, no, it wasn't. That was miles forward. Anyway, it came away. It says here that Parramatta won with a 24-20 victory over North Queensland, and the controversial four-pointer left a sour taste in the mouth of Cowboys fans. That's the understatement of the century. Anyway, following the NRL review into the incident, Annesley confirmed referee Grant Atkins, alongside his touch judges, missed the forward pass. That's three of them, the referee and the two touch judges. They missed what probably hundreds of thousands of viewers, if not more, millions, saw was a forward pass. It's hard to get your head around it, isn't it? I was just trying to forget about it because it was so disappointing. I wonder what John Moore thought, because John has one of these almost scientific view of rugby league. He watches all the ins and outs and takes into account sometimes the psychology of coaches and the players, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be interesting to hear what he's got to say about the forward pass and the admission by a senior official. They got it wrong. He's the director of Australian Rugby League, or former director of Australian Rugby League, John Moore. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Tell me what you thought when he wasn't called back for the forward pass.
Well, I'm not going to make myself very popular here, but I can understand it. I've freeze-framed this incident many times, and what happens exactly, and I mean exactly, is this. When Mitch Moses passes the ball, he is on the Cowboys' side of the halfway line. He's on the attack. He's on the Cowboys' defensive side of the halfway line. And the receiver, Papalihi, is on the other side, on the defensive side of the halfway line. So he is behind, the receiver is behind the man who threw the ball. Now, I think he takes half a step or one step, Papalihi, and the ball gets in his hand. Now, for the touch judge and the referee, this happens in an instant.
Yes.
And the line is there, and if you just look at nothing else but the line, the passer threw the ball in front of the line, yes, and the receiver, when he threw the ball, was behind the line. Now, okay, this all happens in an instant. He spun around. This is the other part which made it difficult. Mitchell Moses was spun around when he threw the ball, which always makes it look as though it goes forward anyway. And I'm not saying it didn't go forward. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is how, in an instant, a mistake can be made. And that I can understand. And the Cowboys recovered from that. And I think it was good of the NRL official, Annesley, to say, okay, in his opinion, a mistake was made. Well, he didn't say in his opinion. He said definitely a mistake was made, and so on and so forth. But if he said that cost the Cowboys the game, well, that is ridiculous, because the Cowboys recovered from that. That was very early in the game, very, very early in the game. the Cowboys recovered from that, and with at the 55-minute mark, we were actually ahead 20-12. So the game was ours to win at that stage. We played like winners. We had 54% of the possession. We had 34 tackles in the opposition's 20-metre mark. They only had 8, 34-8. Every stat, almost every stat, showed how well the Cowboys played, but we weren't good enough to win the game. And we've just got to face that fact. We weren't good enough to win the game. We played very, very well, and we did. But the vital moments, and this is what happens in finals, the vital moments were won by Parramatta. And one of the vital moments, which no one has spoken about, is when Regan Campbell-Gillard just stormed through the Cowboys pack from about 8 metres out and was untouched. Yeah. And Jordan McLean stood there like a lamppost as he brushed past him. He didn't even try to tackle him. Mm. And I'll mention Jordan McLean because it's just an example. Like, Jordan McLean has given good service to the Cowboys, but that was a bad mistake, just like the referee might have made a bad mistake. Jordan McLean made a bad mistake, and that cost us 6 points. Then later on, Kyle Felt was found out in defence. This was the last try that Parramatta scored when Sean Lane flipped a magic pass across to Civio on the left wing to score. And of course, poor old Kyle Felt was out of position. He wasn't there. Yeah. And so he went across untouched. So these were the mistakes that we made, being the Cowboys team. They're mistakes we made after we led 20 points to 12 after that forward pass fiasco. Mm. So even though that forward pass didn't help us, that didn't cost us the game. And if the NRL official said that, I'm absolutely amazed for him to say that, because it didn't cost us the game. We played well enough to win that game. We won all the stats, as I said. We were ahead 20-12. But Parramatta just won those magic moments, and that's what happens in this level of football. And unfortunately, on the night, we played well, but Parramatta just won those moments and they won the game. So that's the way I see it. And I've probably got 100,000 North Queenslanders looking to lynch me at this moment.
No, we just had Graeme Annesley call in and say congratulations and thanks to John Moore for backing him up, because he made the point. No, it was forward, but it wasn't a big deal. It was only just marginally forward.
That's ridiculous.
Black and white is white. I mean, seriously.
Of course.
A marginal forward pass that, in the view of Cowboys fans, a four-pointer and they lost by four, it cost them the match. That's the view of Cowboys fans all over the place, John. So you're the only one on Annesley's side.
well, I'm not on his side.
Well, he said marginal.
I'm querying his judgment, actually, on many. But you know, because to say it was marginal, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's like being pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not, you know. Like, you can't be half pregnant, can you? You know. And it's the same with the forward pass. It's either forward or it's not. Yes. So, okay, if you say it's forward, it's forward. Yes. And it costs the Cowboys 4 points or 6 points. But then he compounds it. It compounds it by saying it cost the Cowboys the game. Well, it did not cost the Cowboys the game. That's my point. Yeah.
I love the analogy. Part pregnant's a perfect analogy. Don't go away. We've got to talk about why the bunker couldn't intervene. Now, I was at a table where a huge blue broke out because people were saying, what about the bunker? Surely they can replay it, and we'll all see. It was a huge gaffe, a huge blunder. Yep. And of course, a gentleman who was with us at the table, he was from Huddersfield in England, he said, they can't do that. The rules say that the bunker can't intervene in forward pass. Is that the case?
That is the case. The bunker cannot interfere in decisions regarding forward passes. Mm. They cannot interfere with that. Now, you can argue the case for it, you can argue the case against it, and frankly, I can understand both cases, because if the bunker does get involved in disputes on forward passes, well, the game could go for 2 or 3 hours, because this is going on all the time, isn't it? Yeah, really. You know, the way the game is played these days, I don't know, I wouldn't know how many passes are flat at best or maybe a little bit forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the reason, I believe, why the bunker's not allowed to interfere. But the counter-argument, which is equally valid, is the fact, well, the bunker decides on almost everything, if not everything else in the game. Why is that alone not allowed for the bunker to make a decision on or even to advise on? So that's a valid argument too. I mean, I can understand that. And even when you talk to the so-called experts and commentators, I mean, they're divided too. You get some of them say the bunker should be allowed and others
exactly.
say it shouldn't. So, yeah, so it's one of those things. And I think if the bunker had have been allowed to intervene, I think they probably would have called it a forward pass,
and that
try wouldn't have been allowed. But conversely, I don't believe that would have saved us the game either. You know, I just think on the night, and who knows? I mean, you just do not know in this game of football. Every decision you overturn, one decision, and you overturn the flow of the whole game. The whole game changes from there on in. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Mm.
So it's anyway. Look, it's very sad for all of us. I mean, there was no one more unhappy than I was that the Cowboys lost that game. I've got a bit of an investment in the Cowboys. I'm not financial. I mean emotional. And I was as sad as anyone else to see it. But having said that, I can understand how the mistake was made. I'm not condoning the mistake, but I can understand how it was made. But I also do not. Well, I'm certain that didn't cost the Cowboys the game. I'll just repeat, we got ahead 20-12. We should have stitched it up after that.
Yeah. Well, Todd Payton's just called through to say, tell John Moore forward pass technology has been touted as the solution to fix missed forward passes, and I agree. So tell him to stop this rubbish because we lost the match because of that referee's bad decision.
Yep. Yep. Good. Excellent.
Now, let's go to where the Cowboys are. Obviously, look, it's been a remarkable season. We've got to acknowledge that. And Payton, to his credit, saying, listen, these boys have done a wonderful job from second last year to third in the competition, if you like, this year. So please don't be too cruel on our wonderful players because they're going to have a break now. They're going to come back and we will be back in the finals next year. And that was a great way to, I think, ameliorate the disappointment of the thousands of Cowboys fans.
Look. Absolutely, and this is a young side, and it's a talented side, and they're only going to get better. You know, you look at Tommy Dearden and Drinkwater, just two. They're young men with a ton of talent, and this team can only get better. And the Cowboys fans, a whole lot of us, I think we can look forward to a more successful year again next year, and hopefully there's no reason why we can't finish in the top two. We finished third this year. If we can finish in the top two, that gives us the chance of having two finals at home. Yeah. We had one this time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to next year. I agree with all the pundits who say the Cowboys are on the up. I'd be amazed if anyone disagreed with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year is the year to look forward to, John.
And just quickly, John, in fact, Dennis Keefe agreed wholeheartedly yesterday and took up the ball on this matter. The people in Townsville who put this whole game together, the whole spectacle together the other night, have got to be congratulated. Yeah. I mean, you've got this wonderful stadium now. I know it's a touchy issue with you, but they're very, very lucky to have three or four stadiums down there and we don't have one up at that standard. But the reality is they did it brilliantly. There was an alternative party in town that was also, because obviously you couldn't get another body inside the stadium. So they did a wonderful job of it. And as pointed out by Dennis yesterday, it's a great marketing matter for the whole of North Queensland, particularly the publicity it gets, the attraction it makes for people from all over the country, etc. And it lifts the profile of this wonderful place we live in.
Well, of course it does. And they did do a wonderful job. And that game alone would have encouraged many, many of our young girls and boys in far North Queensland to think to themselves, well, okay, I want to be there one day.
Yeah.
I want to be playing for the North Queensland Cowboys. And that's one of the very positive things that come out of these events. So congratulations to the Cowboys and congratulations to the NRL for allowing the game to be played there too. Let's not forget that. bloody years ago, this would never have happened.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
To Peter Vlandis and his crew, thanks very much. Mm. Yeah.
Very well said. Good on you, Jono. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John.
That's John Moore, former director of Australian Rugby League.